The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about souvenir shopping tips for Disney World trips. That's coming up on this episode 43 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you so much for being here for episode 43. I appreciate it so much. And as always, some reminders that you can find me outside of the podcast, not only on the website, but on Facebook, facebook.com/WDWPrepSchool, and on Pinterest, where I pin about 10 to 15 new ideas there every day. And I spend a lot of time looking for good content to share with people. So if you are a Pinterest user, pinterest.com/WDWPrepSchool. And I don't read the iTunes reviews on the show much anymore because I did find them to be kind of, I don't know, egotistical to be reading such nice words, because most of you do leave nice words, but I did want to let you know that I do read them all. However, someone did leave a comment on the site about the podcast that I thought was funny. And so I wanted to read it. And it says, WDW Prep to Go is like drinking Red Bull while the other podcasts are like a soft drink after all the ice has melted. Which I wasn't sure how to interpret that, but I assume it has something to do with the fact that I speak quickly and I tend to stay focused on one topic, which is why the episodes are shorter than a lot of podcasts. So I'm going to take that as a compliment, and it cracked me up. And I appreciate comments, whether they are left on the website or on iTunes. Appreciate it very, very much. Now, today we are going to talk about souvenir shopping on Disney World trips. And I have some tips and some suggestions for things you might want to buy. And so I wanted to get into that a bit. And just a reminder that there is always a quick tip of the day. And today is going to be something I learned recently about Magical Express that might also help you. So first, let's talk about souvenir budgets. People email me all the time and they say, I'm trying to figure out my trip budget. How much should I allot for souvenirs? And sometimes people will say, is $500 enough for a week-long trip? I don't know. For me personally, $500 is a lot of money for souvenirs. We just are not big souvenir shoppers. But other people, that is a huge part of their trips. They love to shop. And of course, $500 makes sense for them. So the budget, I don't have a great suggestion because I think it really depends on your personality. But I think that probably a minimum is around $100 or so for a week-long trip, because you will see lots of different things, but it could go up kind of infinitely from there. Now, there are a couple things that we have done that have actually reduced the desire for souvenirs from our children. And, you know, kids are a huge source of increasing budgets for souvenir shopping, because they see things, they want it, and it's sort of never ending because there are shops everywhere, including the exit areas for all of the rides at Disney World. But we've done a couple of things that have reduced our kids' desires to even want things. And one of those is that when they were younger, we played Tinkerbell, which is the idea is that every morning when you wake up, you have gifts in your room that relate to that day. And for me, those were gifts that I brought from home. So they were cheaper than the things that you could buy at Disney World. So if we were going to a water park, it might include a shovel and pail. Or if we were going to a nighttime show, it would include glow sticks, you know, something like that. Every day it was just related. There were gifts related to that day. And I tied them to a couple of rules, like you had to have a break every afternoon and things like that, just a short list of rules. And so, you know, the fact that the kids always knew they were getting something new every day reduce the likelihood of them asking for things throughout the day. Another thing was when the kids got bigger, and this was actually last summer, we did something called Mickey's Grand Welcome, which is something you can do through the Disney Florist. And they have several of these in-room celebrations, but one of them is called Mickey's Grand Welcome. And what they do is the first night after you check in, like if you check in on a Tuesday, the first night I think they'll do it is on like Wednesday night. They come in your room while you're out and they decorate it. They put up like decorations, like a banner, and they leave out gifts and snacks and all kinds of things. And so when you come back, your room is sort of taken over by all these things that they've left. And included are like plush dolls, like we had Mickey and Minnie, and lots of snacks like Rice Krispie treats that are in the shapes of Mickey's, an autograph book. What else? There was a lot of stuff included, a hidden Mickey book, you know, lots of things. So, you know, by the time our kids got all this stuff, they didn't want anything else the rest of the trip. And, you know, it is expensive. It's like $300 or so, depending on which package you get. But they didn't want anything else after having that because they had so many things, you know, snacks and a doll and autograph books and stuff that they didn't ask for things when we were out and about in the park. So, you know, that's another idea. I can't guarantee it'll cure your kids of asking for anything, but it certainly did ours. And considering that it is a fairly pricey thing to do, it kind of, to me, balanced itself out. And it was nice to come back and have that surprise in our room. And I'll include information in the show notes about these in-room celebrations, because there's a specific area on the Disney Florist site that gives you all of your in-room celebration options. There are like princess-themed ones, pirate-themed ones. Ours was just called Mickey's Grand Welcome, which is just kind of a general welcome to Disney World package. But I'll include that and I'll include information on playing Tinkerbell in your room. Now, a couple of tips when you are out souvenir shopping. You might want to buy things when you see them. I realize that souvenirs are ubiquitous at Disney World, and so you think, oh, well, maybe if I see that again in a few days, you know, towards the end of the trip, I'll get it then if that's my favorite item. And that's true of some things. Some things are everywhere, but a lot of things are not. So my tip is if you see something you like, you might want to buy it because you might not see it again. Another tip is if you are staying on site, you might want to consider sending things back to your resort so that you don't have to carry them around all day long. If you're staying off-site, you can send things to the front of the park to pick up on your way out. I think you have to at least be in the park for 3 more hours to do that because it takes them some time. And if you're only going to be in the park for 1 more hour, they can't guarantee they'll get it to the front of the park in that amount of time. But if you're staying on-site or off-site, you can have your items sent so that you don't have to carry them. Of course, that's really helpful when you have really heavy items, which we have done on occasion. Now, when you are looking at things to buy, you might want to look at things that are sort of exclusive to Disney World that you can't buy anywhere else. One example is that there's Disney Star Wars merchandise, and this is sold in the exit area of the Star Tours ride at Hollywood Studios. It's a gift shop. And there's lots of merchandise there. And I believe that there's also some merchandise in the Once Upon a Toy Store in Downtown Disney. And there are lots of things there, including a Build Your Own Droid station. And they are Star Wars Legos with Mickey or Disney parts. And so you can only get them there. And so it's a good item to pick up while you're in the store or in Downtown Disney. You might want to also look at Mr. Potato Head parts that are exclusive to Disney. And there are lots of tips on this. So let me explain quickly what the Mr. Potato Head parts are. The idea for this is that you can pay for a container. I believe the prices are $20 and $50 depending on the size that you want. And you stuff the container full of Mr. Potato Head parts, as many as you can fit, and you get them all for that set price. The best strategy for this is to skip the Mr. Potato Head because you can get him at Walmart if you want. But just fill your containers up with things that are exclusive to Disney World and just focus on those and get the other parts somewhere else. And, you know, there's the cast members will help you too if you want some help maximizing your space. But just go ahead and fill that up with as many things as you can that you will not be able to find anywhere else. And that's at Once Upon a Toy Store in Downtown Disney. If you're into bags, there are some handbags that are exclusive to Disney World. Many of them are sold online, but the Vera Bradley bags have much more availability in the parks than online. We saw them everywhere on our last trip, and they're in all the major gift stores in each of the parks. But online, I haven't had as much luck finding those. So you might want to pick those up if you happen to like those while you're there. They are not sold in the Vera Bradley stores, by the way. Another idea is to get the music CDs. For instance, I really love the music from Wishes, the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom. And I thought that it would be easy to find that stuff once I got home, but the CDs actually make it much easier if you just pick those up while you're in the gift shop. Some cheap / free ideas for souvenirs while you're at Disney World. One is the pressed coins. There are pressed coin machines everywhere in the resorts, in the parks, etc. And each, they have different designs. And so some of them are pressed quarter machines, some of them are pressed penny machines. And so you put the coins in and it comes out with all these designs. And this was, when my son was younger, this was one of his favorite things because it was fun to look for the machines everywhere you go and to collect them. You can get a press coin booklet so that you have a way to collect them. Otherwise, they just end up in your pants pockets or, you know, on a nightstand somewhere. So if you can organize those in a booklet, that's actually a nice souvenir after your trip. Another idea for a free or cheap item, excuse me, is the character drawings at the Animation Academy at Hollywood Studios. And the idea here is that you go in and you are taught how to draw a character. And the drawing that you put together afterwards could be a fun souvenir. So when you get home, you could frame it, especially for a child who is proud of their work. That is a free thing to do and a little bit more meaningful than maybe some other things that you could buy. Another category of souvenirs is things that help you remember the date of your trip, or when you see it, you will immediately remember the trip. One idea is to get personalized ornaments. And this is something I wish we had started a long time ago because we've been to a lot of different places, including Disney World many times, but we don't have a sort of a souvenir system to help us remember each trip. So the idea with the personalized ornaments is that you would go pick out an ornament and have it personalized and help you remember the year, like maybe you'll have the year written on it. And then, you know, when you put up your Christmas tree at the end of the year, then you can have ornaments from all of your travels, including Disney World. The two places that are easiest to get this at Disney World there are Christmas stores at Magic Kingdom and in Downtown Disney, and those are the best places for you to pick these up. Another idea for remembering the date of your trip or a time period in your lives is that you can get silhouettes made. This is most popular with children because their silhouette changes so much over the years. So you could have your child's silhouette drawn, and it can be drawn with a character. So it would be like your daughter and Mickey Mouse, for instance. And so that's really fun to sort of see, especially if you're taking multiple trips, you can see how that changes over the years. And you can have that done in a few different places. It's available at Downtown Disney, a couple of spots in Magic Kingdom, and in the France section of the World Showcase. Another idea for remembering the date is that you can buy merchandise that has the year on it. We typically buy picture frames that have the year and, you know, like something with the four parks on it or something. And then we put a family picture in it from that trip. And then that becomes our souvenir from that vacation to remember it later. Some other favorite items are Epcot passports. And this is how the Epcot passports work. You buy the passports in Epcot, and then you take them through the World Showcase. And each country has a KidCot station. And these stations are areas where kids can sit and color, but they also have cast members from that country that are sort of manning the station. And they will sign your passport or stamp it, and they will include a message in their native language. And so the passports become a really nice souvenir because, you know, and it's also educational. So I find that very helpful. A lot of people get crafty and make their own passports ahead of time. The ones that you buy at Epcot look like real passports that you would get if you were traveling to another country. So I kind of like the authentic look of those myself. Another favorite, Mickey ears. Those are a good classic item. And you can buy lots of Mickey ears in different shapes, and you can have them personalized if you would like. If you happen to catch the episode of The Middle, which was on recently in spring 2014, the son on that show was obsessed with picking out the font for his name on his hat. As a font freak, I totally relate to that. So you can get them personalized, and one of the places to do that is the chapeau at Magic Kingdom, which is at the very front of the park, and that's where they were in the episode of The Middle. And when I was in that store, right after they filmed, and the cast member was telling me about this is where they stood to film for that show, and she was very proud of the fact that the store was featured on TV. Another favorite of ours for souvenir shopping is Pick a Pearl. And this is in the Japan section of the World Showcase. And what you do is you pay them a certain amount. I'm sorry, I don't have that dollar amount handy, but you pay them and you get to pick which one you want, which, are they clams? You pick the clam that you want. And the hairier, the grosser, the more awful it looks, the better your chances seem to be of having a one that has two pearls inside. And so, you know, just pick one randomly and they will make a big deal out of it. They will open it up and there will your pearl or pearls will be. They will measure it because some are bigger than others. And then you have the option to also have it set in a cage or something like that. I would recommend having it set outside of the store just because it's cheaper if you go on like Etsy or eBay or something and have it set in something that you purchased there as opposed to something you purchased in Japan, but you can pay for the pearl in Japan. So I hope some of those tips were helpful. I know souvenirs are a big part of most people's trips, and you will have plenty of opportunities to look for things to bring home with you. I do have a quick tip of the day about Magical Express. And my quick tip is that you can, whenever you make a Magical Express reservation to take the bus to or from, you know, the airport to your Disney World resort, it always asks you for your flight information. And my tip here is that you can use a different flight if it makes more sense for you. Now, I'm not suggesting that you somehow scam the system and use Disney World for their buses, but you may want to use it at a different time and because it works better for you. So here's an example. Let's say your flight comes in at midnight and you just really don't want to get your luggage and then go get on the bus and then wait 30 or 45 minutes and then check in. You know, it can take a couple of hours. So let's say you would prefer to stay at the hotel at the airport, and you would just like to crash and then get up the next morning and take Magical Express bus and be more rested when you get to Disney World. So in that case, I would just give Magical Express a different flight number. Give them a flight number that arrives the next morning early, and then you can take Magical Express later. The same would be true leaving. Let's say you have a really early flight, like a 6 a.m. flight, and you don't really want to take the Magical Express bus at 3 a.m., but you would rather get there the night before at the airport, stay at the hotel at the airport, and that way you don't have to wake up quite so early the next morning. Just use flight information from a different day. Another example of this was I had a reader recently who had a business trip in Orlando for a few days and then was going to go to Disney World. So the company rule was you had to fly into Orlando Airport, rent a car, go to the conference, return the car to Orlando Airport, and then most people would probably leave and go home, but this person was going to go to Disney World. And so I just suggested that they use a flight for that day where their business conference ended, so they could get to Disney World from there. So that's an idea. Disney World isn't checking with your airline to make sure you're on the flight. They're just trying to get information from you about when they can expect you so that they know when you will be on their buses. So I hope that information is helpful. As always, you can find all of the information in the show notes, and I'll give that link in just a second. And if you are using the podcast app and listening through iTunes, it will be in the description there. So I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information and show notes on this episode, you can visit wwprepschool.com/episode43. That is the number 43. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.